Jim McLean, Brian Grimmett, how are you guys doing? That was a late, late primary election night.
Doing fine, pretty much operating on adrenaline, but doing fine.
Yeah, I think I might be doing a little bit better. I at least got some sleep. And when I did get up after a few hours of sleep this morning, first thing I did was check Twitter. It was about 8 a.m., and immediately I saw that the unofficial accounts from Johnson County that everyone had been waiting for finally were coming in. And this was 8 a.m. in the morning.
Why did it take so long?
Well, they have new machines in Johnson County, and they were experiencing some technical difficulties with them and trying to transfer the votes from machine to computer. And it really was just a big software problem that they hadn't experienced before. So it was kind of unusual. Afterwards, Johnson County Election Commissioner Ronnie Metzger tried to apologize.
It was very, very disappointing, and we apologize to the voters, to all the other stakeholders involved, the campaigns, the candidates, and so forth.
And still, we're talking about unofficial results, unofficial being the operative word here. Jim, as we speak here on Wednesday afternoon, what is the status of this race?
Well, you can rest assured that as soon as I say, give you an answer to that, it will be different. A mere 191 votes separate the two frontrunners, Governor Jeff Collier and Secretary of State Chris Kobach, out of more than 300,000 cast in the Republican primary. So the status is still very much up in the air, and it probably will be for a couple of weeks pending counting of these provisional ballots and the mail ballots that have yet to arrive and be counted. So given that, neither candidate, particularly Governor Collier, who's trailing ever so slightly at the moment, is in any mood to concede the race. Here's what Governor Collier told his supporters last night, right before he sent them home to get some sleep.
We're all very confident. We feel good. Everybody has had their chance to vote. Now we'll let the process take its place. God bless you, and we will see you in the morning.
And Kobach said much the same thing to his supporters, but today he was very much saying, listen, time's a-wasting here. The general election is just a few short months away, and we can't suspend campaigns. We can't waste any time. We've got to get going. And so he says he's going to press on as the presumptive Republican nominee.
We have only 3 months, and if we spend a week of that 3 months doing absolutely nothing, then we will have given our opponents a sizable lead in the foot race that we have.
Brian, the Democrats, meanwhile, have sorted out their primary. State Senator Laura Kelly came out the clear winner with more than 50% of the vote. She doubled up on her two closest competitors, former Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer and former Kansas Agriculture Secretary Josh Swati. So are they all getting together now and singing Kumbaya?
Yeah, pretty much. The Democratic candidates weren't all that different policy-wise to begin with. And so they see this general election as a major opportunity to win the governor's seat, especially if Kobach ends up being their opponent. Last week before the election, I was talking to Swati, and while he didn't say it explicitly, he did kind of infer that going against Kobach would be better because of how divisive he is and polarizing and some of that unfavorability that follows him. Recent polling that took place in July also suggests that Laura Kelly in particular would give Kobach a very tough race.
And right, I mean, I know you've been following this very closely. Whoever wins the governor's race, whoever that is, in November, is all but assured to be working with a somewhat more conservative legislature after the primary results of last night. We saw a shift from what happened in 2016, not quite to that extent, but clearly a shift back to the right in some of those legislative races.
Mm-hmm. Moderates had a hunch that they were in for it on Tuesday night after a last-minute onslaught of robocalls and postcards against them, paid for by groups associated with the Kansas Chamber and the Koch brothers. And conservatives trounced moderates in Johnson County and South Central Kansas in particular, a few anyway. They've netted at least 5 seats. One race in Reno County is likely headed for a recount, with the moderate incumbent Steve Becker trailing his conservative challenger Paul Wagoner by just one vote.